And if you'll join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Stand, a nation, God.
Let me just read a little statement here. Dolores Huerta's contributions to California and Latinos across the country have inspired generations of leaders fighting for justice for all workers. It is an honor for Supervisor Hilda Solis to proclaim April 10th as Dolores Huerta Day in Los Angeles County. We got official here. We'll go on to disclosure of campaign contributions. Paul?
Good morning. If any commissioner has received a campaign contribution that would require disclosure and recusal from an item on today's agenda, please make it known at this time. Seeing none, I have a few announcements. Consistent with state law, the original agenda was posted to the LAFCO website on Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024, and it was posted here at the Hall of Administration on the same day, Tuesday, April 2nd. The agenda and public hearing notices stated that interested persons were afforded the opportunity to submit comments by email or U.S. mail no later than 5 p.m. on the business day preceding today's meeting in order to be deemed timely and considered by the commission. Council has reviewed the agenda and has affirmed that the conduct of today's meeting is consistent with state law. Please note that for today's meeting, votes may be called by voice vote. When a commissioner makes or seconds a motion, we would ask that you, when you do so, please state your last name so that we may record it in the minutes. Item four is the swearing in of speakers. Staff has arranged for members of the public to provide verbal testimony during today's meeting. As is your practice, each speaker is allowed up to 3 minutes for all agenda items. To the members of the public calling into today's meeting, and should you wish to speak before the commission, I'm going to ask that you please identify yourself and any agenda item to which you are speaking. You may also indicate that you merely wish to be available for any commissioner questions. I see we have one member of the audience. Do you plan to speak today? Okay, thank you. Taylor, do we have anyone on the line who plans to speak? Okay, I'm going to ask those members who are on the line to be sworn in. So if you'd like, you can turn on your microphone. As I understand it, there are 16 callers. For any member of the public who plans to testify before the commission today, now is the time that you will be sworn in. Please raise your right hand, and in the testimony that you may give before this commission, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Again, these folks are online, so thank you. This is the first opportunity. Item five is public comment. It's the first opportunity for members of the public to address the commission on any items, including those items that are on the posted agenda or relating to any subject matter within the jurisdiction of the commission. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Mr. Chair, for the folks who are on the call, I'm presuming that they may be here. We did receive some late emails, which were forwarded to all of you, on a couple of the sanitation district annexations, as well as agenda item 10B, which is AB 2986. Would you prefer to have those people speak when those items come up?
I think it would probably be
okay.
More understandable.
Is there anyone who is online, anyone who has called into today's meeting, who would like to speak on an item that is not on today's agenda? If that is the case, please let us know so at this time. Hearing none, your next item is the consent agenda. This includes agenda items 6A through 6I. Staff recommends one motion approving the consent agenda.
Is there a motion?
So moved. McCallum.
Second, Mira.
Any further discussion? Please call the roll on the motion to approve the consent calendar in its entirety.
Commissioner Bell?
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis?
Aye.
Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Reyes English?
Yes.
Chair Deer?
Yes. And the motion passes.
Your next item is Agenda Item 7A. This is Annexation Number 1108 to the Santa Clarita Valley Sanitation District of Los Angeles County. This is the proposed annexation of 4.41 acres of uninhabited territory into the Santa Clarita Valley Sanitation District. The affected territory is on the east side of Alderbrook Drive, north of Oak Orchard Road in the city of Santa Clarita. The property is vacant and four single-family dwellings are proposed. The affected territory is within the district's SOI. The district adopted a categorical exemption from CEQA pursuant to Guideline Section 14319B on September 6, 2020. We recommend that the commission adopt this as a responsible agency. We did receive a couple late comments on this particular item, which were forwarded to you previously. Staff recommends that the commission open the public hearing, close the hearing, approve the proposed annexation, and waive the protest hearings as allowed by law. Before you open the commission hearing, Taylor, you may want to open microphones and ask, we will ask at this point if there is anyone on the call who would like to be heard on annexation number 1108, but I will turn it over to Chair Deere to open the public hearing.
What number was that? Oh, 1108. Yeah,
7A, annexation 1108 to the Santa Clarita Valley Sanitation District of LA County. Again, agenda item 7A.
All right, is anyone who'd like to speak on this?
There is no one here in the room. Is there anyone on the call who wishes to be heard on agenda item 7A?
All right, is there a motion? Motion to approve?
So moved. McCallum.
McCallum approves. Is there a second? Go right ahead.
Mr. Chair, would you like a voice vote or call the roll?
Let's call the roll on this. Has the motion been made already?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So,
and seconded.
All right. For the motion to approve, please call the roll.
Commissioner Bell.
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis.
Aye.
Commissioner McCallum.
Aye.
Commissioner Marish. Commissioner Reyes English.
Yes.
Chair Deere.
Yes. And the motion passes.
Your next item is 7B, annexation number 1102 to the Santa Clarita Valley Sanitation District of LA County. If we could please have the map up. This is the proposed annexation of 1.15 acres of uninhabited territory into the Santa Clarita Valley Sanitation District. It's located at the northeast corner of Church Street and Cherry Drive in unincorporated Castaic. The property is vacant and one single family dwelling is proposed. The affected territory is within the district's sphere of influence. The district adopted a categorical exemption from CEQA pursuant to Guideline Section 15319B on May 5, 2023. Staff recommends that you adopt this as a responsible agency. There are no disadvantaged unincorporated communities or DUCs adjacent to the proposed annexation. Yesterday, we received two emails and one phone call in opposition to the proposed annexation. We replied to both email commenters and we forwarded the emails to you yesterday and we've provided you with the hard copy today. With respect to those comments, staff notes the following. Although one commenter stated that this is in an industrial area, as you can see from the map, the affected territory is an existing single family home surrounded on all four sides by other single family homes. The jurisdictional boundary, the existing boundary, which is in green of the district, abuts the property to the west and the south, and is also near the property to the north and east of the affected property. As stated in the staff report, service by the sanitation district is environmentally superior to a septic system in terms of wastewater treatment, effluent discharge, and impacts on surface water bodies and groundwater, and service by the district is considered more reliable than septic systems. Finally, there was a concern about odor issues. We would note that the likelihood of odor issues is less from a closed system, that is, sanitation disposal through underground pipes routed to an existing sewage treatment plant, than it is from a septic system. Staff therefore recommends that the commission open the public hearing and receive testimony, close the hearing and waive the protest proceedings and adopt the resolution making determinations and this, including the CEQA determinations, and approve an order annexation number 1102.
All D declare the hearing open on 7B. Is there any testimony?
Is there any member of the public on the phone who is here on agenda item 7B? And again, this is annexation number 1112. Excuse me, not 1112, not 1102, to the Santa Clarita Valley Sanitation District. Is there anyone on the phone who wants to speak on this item? Seeing none, you can call a voice or a roll call vote.
Okay, we'll have a roll call vote on the item.
Was there a motion?
I'll move it, Bell.
I'll second, but I also have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Area that's not greened in, I take it that those are individual septic tanks that are not.
Presumably, yes.
So, and then I take it the proposed, I don't see any project details, but I take it this site is going to be environmentally sealed, so there will be no unnecessary leakage or spillage of the sanitation that's being treated?
That is correct.
Oh, and then you'll be, in the future, all these septic tanks will be tied into a environmentally approved sewage system?
I think it's probably safe to assume that over time that will likely happen. How soon that is or how long that is to be determined.
Yeah, because I do know that when homeowners are on a separate septic system, that they will be required for the cost of tying into the sanitation.
I can't speak with authority to this particular case, but what I would say is the overwhelming majority of time that we receive single lot annexations into the sanitation district, it is usually either for the purposes of developing a vacant land into one single family dwelling, or as in this case, it's an existing single family dwelling where that landowner has asked the San District to be annexed into their district and provide sewer service.
So actually, the indicated, was that 1.15 acres, I think?
Yeah, that landowner consents to this. That landowner started this process.
They're willing to have their property taken into the sanitation district?
That is correct.
And at this time, is there any facility that is being planned there? Are they going to actually hook into?
They would hook into the existing system. There is an existing sewage treatment plant that treats sewage for all the area that's there in green presently.
Not in this particular area it's located?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, you have a motion and a second.
All right, if there is no further discussion, please call a roll.
Commissioner Bell?
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis?
Aye.
Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Marisch?
Yeah.
Commissioner Reyes English?
Yes.
Chair Deere?
Yes, and the motion passes.
Item 7C is annexation number 438 to County Sanitation District number 14 of Los Angeles County. This is the proposed annexation of 121.46 acres of uninhabited territory into District 14. It is located at the southeast corner of 10th Street West and Avenue M Columbia Way, not far from the Palmdale Regional Airport, and it is within the city of Lancaster. One warehouse is proposed to be built on the property, which is currently vacant. The affected territory is within the district's sphere of influence. The city of Palmdale adopted an environmental impact report in 1990 and also adopted an addendum to the EIR in 2022. Staff recommends that the commission adopt these in its capacity as a responsible agency as it pertains to the proposed annexation. Staff did receive one email on this project as well. Staff recommends that the commission open the public hearing and receive testimony, close the hearing, waive the protest proceedings, adopt the resolution making determinations, including the CEQA determinations, and approve and order annexation number 438 to the County Sanitation District number 14 of LA County. Mr. Chair, it would be appropriate to open the public hearing.
All right, we'll declare the public hearing open. Is there any discussion?
Are there any members of the public on the phone who would like to be heard on annexation number? 438 to Los Angeles County Sanitation District number 14. Again, this is agenda item 7C. Hearing none, you may wish to entertain a motion.
Is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion, excuse me.
A second?
I'll second.
Okay, I heard the second here first. Sorry. You get it next time. Any other discussion? Please call the roll.
Commissioner Bell?
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis? Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Marisch?
Yes.
Commissioner Reyes English?
Yes.
Chair Deere?
Yes. And the motion passes. We'll go on to item 7D.
Good morning, Commissioners. This is the proposed, the recommended final budget for fiscal year 2024-25. Staff is recommending that the commission adopt the final budget for fiscal year 2024-25 as shown on the screen and presented last month to the commission in the amount of $1,863,065. Last month, you conducted the required public hearing, and this is the second required hearing. After the first public hearing on March 13th, as required by law, staff transmitted a copy of the draft proposed budget to the County of Los Angeles, the cities in Los Angeles County, and the independent special districts in Los Angeles County. The adopted draft proposed budget was transmitted to all of these agencies on March 18th of 2024. LAFCO received an inquiry from one of the agencies, and staff addressed the agency's question to their satisfaction. At this time, staff is recommending that the commission open the public hearing, receive public comments, and close the public hearing. Approve the recommended final budget for fiscal year 2024-25 and direct the executive officer to transmit the adopted final budget as required by law. At this time, are there any questions of the commission? Thank you.
So is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
All right, motion has been made and it's been seconded by, just a minute.
Chair, I'm sorry, you have to open the public hearing as well.
Didn't I do that? Okay, I'll declare the public hearing open. There is a motion to approve. Is there a second to the motion to approve?
Second.
All right, and is there any input from the public, either on the phone or here?
For all of those who are on the phone, I wanted to let you know that we have unmuted you.
Yeah, I'm willing to do it, and I don't.
Is there anybody on the phone who wants to be heard on agenda item 7D, which is the budget? Mr. Chair, I'm going to recommend we mute everybody until we get to 10A. Roll call.
Any discussion among the board?
Question, does this budget does include?
That is correct. It was not changed. Thank you.
Thanks for that comment. Anything else? All right, please call the roll.
Commissioner Bell? Commissioner Lewis?
Aye.
Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Marisch? Commissioner Reyes English?
Yes.
Chair Deere?
Yes, and the budget is approved.
Your next item, Mr. Chair, is item 10A. This is a request to oppose AB 2986, legislation introduced by Assemblywoman Wendy Carrillo. And for those of you who are on the phone waiting to be heard on this, when we open the public hearing, we will unmute all of you on our end. It is up to you to unmute yourself on your end. With respect to this item, staff is recommending that the commission take an opposed position on AB 2986. This bill, were it to become law, would require Los Angeles LAFCO to establish an 11-member task force to hold community meetings to discuss and report back to the legislature by December 1, 2026 on the impacts of incorporation or establishment of special districts for the community of unincorporated East Los Angeles. Excuse me. Assemblymember Carrillo introduced AB 2986 in early February. In that form, the original bill pertained to the Los Angeles County Affordable Housing Solutions Agency, or LACASA. On March 21st of this year, the assembly member amended her bill, this is known as a gut and amend, to eliminate all provisions relating to the original subject, LACASA, and instead to refocus the bill on East Los Angeles. Neither Assemblymember Carrillo nor her staff consulted with anyone at LAFCO in advance of amending AB 2986. Representatives of the first supervisorial district where East Los Angeles is located report that their office was not consulted about AB 2986 in advance. I wanted to highlight a couple key items in the staff report. that address why we are concerned and why we're making the recommendation that you oppose this. This effort would require substantial commitment of time, resources, and costs for staff, legal counsel, hiring a financial consultant, and for outside documentation. The total of those is over $700,000. I would note that AB 2986 provides no funding for its implementation. This effort would divert staff and legal resources from addressing an existing backlog of proposals, as well as the start of a five-year process to draft MSRs and SOI updates for 72 cities and 65 special districts. Any incorporation effort for East LA would be the fifth time a proposal to incorporate East Los Angeles has moved forward. Two were defeated by the voters, one in 1961 and one in 1975. One did not garner the required number of petition signatures. That was in 1963. And as at least one or two of you who were there at the time can remember, your commission denied East LA incorporation in 2012. That 2012 proposal documented that a new city of East Los Angeles would not be economically viable, and the new city would face a shortfall of $19 million in its first year, with continuing deficits over the next 3 to 10 years. Since the denial of cityhood incorporation for East Los Angeles in 2012, no East Los Angeles stakeholder has ever contacted LAFCO about a potential city incorporation. And finally, we would note that this bill represents an unfunded mandate beyond those that the state has already, I guess, inflicted upon us. Commission action at this meeting is requested, given that the bill has been introduced. We're about a third of the way through the legislative session. Under the normal course of order, we would anticipate that committees would start to consider the bill probably sometime in April or May. Staff is recommending that you open this item for public comment, take an opposed position on AB 2986, and authorize the chair to sign letters documenting this position and direct staff to convey the opposition to the author, to other legislators, the governor, and other stakeholders. And with that, I would turn it back to the commission to perhaps hear from the public on this item.
All right, is anyone who'd like to speak on this matter?
I don't believe there's anyone here.
Yeah,
I don't believe there's anyone here in the room.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, if we could ask all of you on the phone to please go one at a time. So if we could ask the first speaker to speak and identify yourself by name.
Good morning, Commissioners. Gabriela Eddy, community organizer in the East Los Angeles area. Please approve item number 10 to oppose AV 2986, since this will affect city services and organizations that help this vulnerable community. Our communities need all the support they can as they continue to recover from COVID-19. The cost of living and inflation remain very high. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. For those of you who are on the public, I'm going to ask that you remain quiet until it is your turn to speak. Could we have the next speaker, please?
Hello. My name is Candace Roshan, and I'm a resident of East LA, and I'm asking that you approve item 10 to oppose AB 2986. This incorporation effort should not proceed, as East LA is not ready to be incorporated at this time. The financial impact would be considerable and would not necessarily impart the same level of services for East LA. Currently, East LA is guaranteed the same level of service by the county, even if property taxes fall short. If East LA becomes a city, one concern is that it's very likely that property taxes will have to increase in order to keep the same level of services or even try to approximate the same level of services. This would impact both owners and renters. I'm asking that you approve item 10 to oppose AB 2986.
Thank you. Could the next speaker go, please?
Hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, this is Roberto Garcia Ceballos. I'm the co-director of the Community Land Trust in East LA, Fideicomiso Comunitario Tierra Libre, and I'm calling to support item 10 to oppose AB 2986. Representative Carrillo has not done any outreach, community-based organizations working on housing justice. We feel like this would impact tenants and residents throughout unincorporated East LA, and we think it not enough work has been done for this, and we feel we support item number 10.
Thank you. And for those of you who are on the call, I would please ask that you remain quiet until you are speaking. Could the next speaker speak, please?
Hello, my name is Alex Lopez. I'm the Senior Program Director at the Los Angeles Conservation Corps and work from our program site in East LA. The Corps provides services in East LA and some of our Corps members who are diverse young people between 18 to 26 years of age live in East LA. I'm here today to support our neighbors in East LA who do not want to break away from the county and become an incorporated city. We understand that as a separate city, East LA would be responsible for paying the annual increases for sheriff department, fire, and other repairs for the road, street lighting, and graffiti removal, as well as garbage. We also understand that currently, if taxes collected in East LA are not enough to cover those resources, the county makes up the difference to keep the same level of services so that East LA residents do not have to pay out for those costs. We ask you to approve item number 10 to oppose AB 2986. Thank you.
Thank you. Could the next speaker speak, please?
Good morning. I'm Vanessa Gonzalez. I'm the co-director of a community ranchers vehicle municipal comitar de Tierra Libre. I was raised in East LA, now work in the East LA community. It's not a good idea for East LA to become an incorporated city and break away from the county. It's expensive to rent a city. And every year that passes, it gets more expensive. We are just recovering from COVID, and wages have not kept up with inflation. If East LA becomes a city, the community will need to pay for the cost that will be incurred in renting the city. And right now, it's very expensive for renters to be able to afford their rent, and this will ultimately affect the community that is already rent burdened. So we ask you to approve item 10 to oppose AB 2986. Thank you.
Thank you. Could the next person speak, please?
Hola, buenos días. Mi nombre es Sara García y vivo en el este de Los Ángeles. Y me opongo a que el este de Los Ángeles no queremos que la ciudad sea independiente, separada del condado de Los Ángeles. Cada año incrementan las costas de los servicios municipales que provee el departamento del sheriff, el departamento de bomberos, el mantenimiento de Los Ángeles, se convierte en una ciudad independiente. Nosotros, los residentes, tenemos que cubrir esos incrementos. Entonces, creo que no queremos que se separe el condado de la ciudad.
Deputy Executive Officer Adriana Roma will translate that for you.
The lady on the phone is saying that she opposes the bill, and she's a current resident of East LA, and she's satisfied with sheriff services, and she's concerned that if this area breaks away to a city, that their taxes will be increased, and they will have to pay into that higher cost. They're satisfied with their county services.
Thank you. Could the next speaker on the phone speak, please?
Hi, good morning. My name is Mike. Good morning. My name is Christian Hewling, and I'm calling on behalf of Service Employees International Union Local 721. We represent over 55,000 LA County employees, including those who provide services in East LA, and we are in support of the opposition of AB 2986. We are in opposition as it would be harmful to the community and the services that we provide. We understand the fiscal costs and the increases that occur when it comes to our ability to maintain fire suppression, to repair the roads, our sanitation district, maintaining water and sewer infrastructure. Incorporating this area would create an additional fiscal burden on residents who have already had enough as a result of inflation and housing affordability. Not only are these constituents that we provide services for, these are some of our very own SEIU members that also live in this community and would feel the impact. We ask you to continue supporting public services and the county workforce by approving item 10 to oppose AB 2986. Thank you.
Thank you. Could the next speaker speak, please?
Hello, this is Lourdes Caracosta, also born and raised and work in East Los Angeles. We know for a fact that to move forward in something like this means our property taxes, our utilities would go up. And the fact that to run a study like this would also inflict financial hardship in our community is unjust and not something that our community can handle at this point to pull resources that our families need is just not smart at this time. So I ask that you approve item number 10 by opposing AB 2986 for the benefit of our community.
Thank you. Could the next speaker go, please?
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning, Commissioner. My name is Kimberly Monzo. I live and I work in East LA community. East LA residents do not want to break away from the county and become an incorporated city. Many of us are still recovering financially from COVID, and the cost of food, gas, and rent are too high. Becoming a city and could mean we will need to pay more property tax, which affects renters too. We need the additional support of the county. We ask for you to approve item number 10 to oppose AB 2986.
Thank you. Could our next speaker go, please?
Thank you. No. Go ahead.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Okay, mi nombre es Magdalena Cáceres, soy residente del este de Los Ángeles. Estoy apoyando el artículo 10, me estoy oponiendo al proyecto. Es imposible asumir este proyecto porque estamos saliendo apenas de una pandemia y es imposible aceptar este proyecto. Estoy a favor del número 10. Gracias y tenga un buen día.
She stated that she's in support of the opposition to AB 2986. She feels that they just went through the pandemic and struggling financially, and it's not a good time to break away from the county and become its own city. And she's again in support of opposition. Thank you.
Would the next speaker speak, please?
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Lisa Velasquez. I'm the regional manager for Alta Vista, which is a National Community Renaissance of California affordable housing community that is located in the city of East Los Angeles. And I would ask that you approve item number 10 to oppose AB 2986. East LA residents do not want to break away from the county and become an incorporated city at this time. Many of the residents for East LA are recovering financially from COVID. The cost of food and gas and rent are just way too high. Becoming a city would mean that we would need to pay more taxes, which would also affect our renters in East LA. We need the additional support of the county, and for that, I do ask that you approve item number 10 to oppose AB 2986. Thank you.
Thank you. Could the next speaker speak, please?
Hi, my name is Maurice Ramirez. I'm president of Domus Development. We are an affordable housing developer who has done several projects, affordable housing developments in unincorporated East LA. I'm calling to support the approval of item 10 and oppose AB 2986. As an affordable housing developer who has completed several communities in unincorporated East LA, I just wanted to let you know that the ability to do that was because of this part of the county being unincorporated. It gave those projects a advantage against other projects that were in incorporated cities. If this was an incorporated city, we would not have been able to create affordable housing, which, as we know, is much needed and is, you know, particularly needed in East in unincorporated East LA. Thank you.
Could the next speaker speak, please?
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Diego Rodriguez. I'm the CEO of Alma Family Services, which has served the community of East LA since 1975. And I'm calling in support of item 10 in opposition to AB 2986. I've been dedicating my life to serving East LA community for the last couple of decades, and I can say that I see no collective wish to detach from the county and establish East LA as a standalone city. During this COVID recovery period, the community relies on the existing infrastructure support that is given by the county, and we cannot bear the weight of rising expenses as an independent city. Utilities, taxes, basic necessities would increase in cost, and that will affect residents, homeowners, renters, and many other stakeholders as well. We need the county's continued support, so we respectfully ask you to vote in favor of item 10, standing against AB 2986. Thanks.
Thank you. Could the next speaker speak, please?
Yeah, my name is Carlos Benavides. I live in East Los Angeles. I live here practically all my life. We don't want to break away from the county and become an incorporated city. The costs are consistently increasing. As a city, East LA, we'd be responsible to pay all the increases. At this time, the way after COVID, it left everybody really in a financial hardship. Becoming the city would mean we need to pay more property taxes, which affects our renters. We need the additional support of the county, and we ask you to approve item number 10 to oppose AB 2986. Thank you.
Thank you. If there are more callers on the line, could the next speaker speak, please?
May I speak?
Hi, yes. My name is Shirley Rivera. I grew up in East LA and I'm not working in the neighborhood. Hello?
Go ahead. Please continue.
I want to request to oppose AB 2986. The community is just not ready at this time to take on the financial hardships that cityhood would increment. And the count, East Los Angeles right now really counts on the county for infrastructure changes, for all the financial needs that the county covers right now. Post COVID, we are just not ready at the moment to become a city. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next caller, just for the commission's knowledge, staff has just informed me there are 22 callers on the line. By my records, 15 have spoken. So if the next individual could speak, please.
Yes. May I speak?
Yes. Excuse me, may I speak?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
My name is Frank Villalobos. I'm president of Barrio Planners. We're an architecture firm and planning in East Los Angeles. And we are 52 years old, having worked here practically half of a century. One of the causes and reasons for why unincorporated East Los Angeles has not become a city over the last 5 attempts is because one of the prevalent things that exists in this community is freeways. They have taken a lot of the acreage that could have at one time been a tax-bearing community. The other is cemeteries. Cemeteries are prevalent in our community and therefore have taken up a lot of the acreage that could have been tax-bearing. I am at this time calling in to approve item 10 and oppose AB 2986 because we are at this point not ready. What East Los Angeles needs is economic development. The prevalent increase and the prevalent economic development that's occurring is vendors on the street, which are non-bearing taxpayers. And we right now need to have a balance between the collected taxes and the expenses that the city would have to bear. Therefore, I am at this time asking to approve item 10 and oppose AB 2986.
Thank you. Could the next speaker speak, please?
Hola, buenos días.
Go ahead. Sí.
Buenos días. Mi nombre es Julia y me opongo al proyecto de Wendy Carrillo. Los residentes del este de Los Ángeles no queremos una ciudad independiente y separarnos del condado de Los Ángeles. Cada año incrementan los costos de los servicios municipales que provee el departamento del sheriff, el departamento de bomberos, el mantenimiento de calles, limpieza de graffiti y recolecciones de basura. Si el este de Los Ángeles se convierte en una ciudad independiente, nosotros los residentes tendríamos que cubrir estos incrementos. Por ahora, si los impuestos que se colectan no son suficientes al condado, cubre la diferencia para mantener los servicios al mismo nivel. Muchos de nosotros aún nos estamos recuperando financieramente del impacto de la pandemia, sobre todo con el alto costo de la vivienda, la comida y el gas. Gracias.
This lady opposes Carrillo's bill. She has indicated that there's an annual increase in sheriff fire services and street maintenance that the residents have had to cover annually, that right now is not a good time to break away and become their own city. They're currently recuperating from the pandemic with high food and gas costs at this time, and this is why she is currently opposing the bill. Thank you.
Could the next speaker go, please?
Hi, good morning. My name is Michelle Lozano, and I am a current small business owner there in unincorporated East Los Angeles. And we opened our business before the pandemic. We were gratefully open during and now after. And being in the community, again, I was also raised in that community. We see the impact in the people. We work with the community day in and day out, and we see the struggles financially every single day in the community. And what everyone is saying about financially, they are not prepared. And I can honestly say we are not as a community. With property taxes going up, with property prices going up, it's inflation. I don't think it's the right time and the right moment for the community, for unincorporated East Los Angeles to become a city on its own. Like I said, I work with people in the community every single day, and we hear their struggles and we see their hardships, and it's just not something that would be a good move for the people and unincorporated right now. So I'm calling to approve item 10 and request the opposition of AB 2986.
Thank you. By our records, there are four more callers. I don't know whether or not all of them want to speak. Would the next person who would like to speak please go?
Yes. Hi, my name is Alex Villalobos. I'm a resident of East Los Angeles in City Terrace. I am calling in support of item number 10 in opposition of AB 2986. I see as well that things are difficult for the residents of East Los Angeles as it is, and we don't have the resources to be able to support all the everything that would be required, the policing, the fire fighters, everything that would be required to maintain the cityhood, as well as be able to afford it in the first place in terms of the increased taxes, et cetera, for residents. Thank you.
Thank you. The next speaker speak, please.
Yes, sir. Hi, good morning, everybody. Chang. I'm a founder of a local nonprofit in East LA. We've been there for 8 years, and we currently get a lot of exposure to the local residents. And I can safely say there's no appetite locally in our area for us to become a city. Everyone is concerned more with their day-to-day lives and activities. There's a lot of financial pressure, as all the other previous speakers have alluded to. And I would also like to encourage the board to approve item number 10 to oppose AB 2986. Thank you.
Thank you. Would the next speaker speak, please?
Hi, good morning. My name is Anna Tapia and I live in East LA, and I ask you to approve item number 10 to oppose AB 2986. East LA residents do not want to break away from the county and become an incorporated city. Right now, if the taxes collected in East LA are not enough, the county makes up the difference to keep the same level of service. Having a city would mean that we would need to pay more in property taxes, which also affects renters. And additionally, there was no outreach done to gain resident support. And had enough due diligence been done, it would be evident that we still need the additional support from the county. So I ask you to approve item number 10 to oppose AB 2986. Thank you.
Would the next speaker speak, please?
Buenos días. Mi nombre es Leticia Flores. Soy residente del este de Los Ángeles y no quiero que no me quiero separar del condado porque cada vez cada año suben los impuestos y va a ser un problema para nosotros. Eso afecta a la comunidad.
She is in opposition as a resident in East LA because property or taxes continue to increase and that will be borne by the community.
Would the next speaker speak, please?
Sí, buenos días. Mi nombre es Edith Espíritu. Yo vivo en el este de Los Ángeles y les llamo para pedirles que, por favor, aprueben el artículo número 10 para oponerse a los proyectos de la ley 2986, ya que no creo que sea una buena idea para la ciudad en este momento separarse, ya que va a traer consecuencias negativas. De acuerdo a todo lo que han dicho las demás personas, igual es muy difícil ahorita con todos los incrementos de los precios, de los taxes, de todo. No creo que sea una buena idea. Les pido, por favor, que aprueben el artículo número 10 y se opongan al proyecto de ley 2986. Muchas gracias.
She expresses that she supports opposition to item 10, that currently there's a lot of tax increases in cost. And again, she wants to support the opposition for item 10 as they are struggling in the community.
Is there anybody else on the phone who would like to be heard on this item?
Yes. Yes. My name is Martin Hernandez, and I oppose to start the cityhood again. I was the pioneer of the last one. I was in the movement of the last intent to do the cityhood, and we are not an industrial site. We don't have enough revenues, and the way it was going to be, they were going to raise the taxes and residents if it allowed us to go, but it didn't. Thanks God, because we seniors, we would lose our homes. I could not pay more taxes in my house with my fixed income. I would be homeless. Cityhood is not for us because we don't make enough money to pay the revenue, annual revenues. And I don't want to see all these seniors and fixed income like me, or people that live in poverty level, they're really paying their home. And I have to pay the assessor taxes. And sometimes it's not even enough. My Social Security, I make $840 a month for my Social Security. I keep paying my home. And to pay the taxes at the end of the year, it's almost $6,000. That will put me in the street. And a lot of other ones, seniors like me and working families, they don't make enough money to survive. This is not a good time because East Los Angeles, it was not a bill to have industrial site. East Los Angeles was built to pass through 2 days to take the land away. And with all the land they took away, we don't have place. We overpacked place to put like a, you know, industrial sign manufacturers and big stores and to increase their revenue. And we don't have enough revenue to sustain ourselves like a city. So I went through that. I was and the last one for 4 years and a half, the last intent, I was in the street outreaching the community. And when I hear laughter, what it was going to happen to us, raising the taxes, and I could lose my home, and a lot of seniors were there. We oppose it. It sounds beautiful to be a city, but we could not afford it. We can't afford it. If it passes, we're going to lose our home. We won't be able to pay the taxes. I don't want to lose my home and come homeless. That's ridiculous. Just for one dream. The dream for once is going to be the issue for all the residents.
Because the solution was property taxes.
See, property tax increases. That was the solution, you know, to be a city. And we, like we seniors, we own a lot of property because it's family-oriented, it's Los Angeles. And most of the right here in Los Angeles, how we pay the fiscal taxes is property owners, because a lot, it's not a lot of business, and some business they are, they don't have a license, they don't pay taxes. And the solution for the LACO is to increase the taxes. But that would be impossible. I would say no, no cityhood. We're not ready for it.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Hello, my name is Cristian Ramirez. I represent SEIU, United Service Workers West. We represent janitor security officers and airport workers throughout the state of California. Many of our members live in East LA, and we oppose this state bill from Assemblywoman Carrillo, and urge the board to vote yes on item 10.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Good morning. My name is Gerardo Carrera. We are owner of the Garage Board Shop, a nonprofit called the Skate to Educate out of the Urban Warehouse. We are totally in the same ballpark of everybody else. They pretty much got the words out of our mouth and totally for the whole project going on. We know it's going to hurt us as a nonprofit, our food bank, our after school program. So I want to thank everybody for participating on this project, and thank you very much on behalf of our new project coming up, Proyecto Esperanza, that will soon be in East Los Angeles as well. Thank you.
Next speaker, please. Is there anybody else on the call who wishes to be heard on agenda item 10A? This is the staff recommendation that the commission oppose AB 2986. Again, is there anyone on the phone who would like to be heard? Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask those on the phone to please mute yourselves. And with that, I believe there is no one else here in the room. Staff is available to answer questions if the commission has any. By my count, that was 26 speakers.
Okay, here's the question.
Comments as well?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm obviously very much in support. I think the people have spoken. We've heard that. But I'd also like to say that the reason we're faced with this is because of a procedure in Sacramento where bills are changed at the last minute. It could be, in this case, it's known as a gut and amend. So they take the content of a bill and at the last second completely change it to something else. I would suggest, if we're allowed to, opposing this, also making a statement that the state should consider limiting gut and amends. It's a terrible anti-democratic procedure. It's meant to fool people. It's deceptive, and we see the results of it today. So I think we should go beyond just opposing this and suggest that we have grave concerns about the process that is known as gut and amend. So I'd make the motion with that addition.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Any further discussion?
Just a minor comment. In the correspondence letters, there's one letter that actually refers to item 7B. You just want to correct that.
Oh, okay, for the record, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And one last thing for the record before you do move on to more discussion or voting. We did make every effort we could to get you hard copies of all of the emails that came in. I apologize for furiously emailing all of you yesterday. I last checked emails about 6 o'clock, and then I checked it about 8:15 before I decided the workday was done. And I also want to let you know during the meeting, I try not to look at cell phones. There were a couple of people who were emailing with questions about calling in. So please know that that's why I was looking at my phone. Thank you.
Anyone else? Well, it's pretty clear to me that the reasons for opposing this bill are very soundly mentioned by many, many people. The financial reasons especially are important. And if there's no further discussion, we'll call a roll on the motion to oppose the bill.
Yes.
Yes, there was. Please call a roll.
Commissioner Bell.
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis.
Aye.
Commissioner McCallum.
Aye.
Commissioner Marish. Commissioner Reyes English.
Yes.
Chair Deere.
Yes, and the motion passes. This commission opposes the incorporation of East Los Angeles.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Your next item is 9A. You have a request from Commissioner Robert Lewis to approve him participating remotely for the May 8th meeting. His request is for just cause related to travel while on official business of the body or another agency pursuant to Government Code Section 54953F2. Staff recommends that the commission approve this request.
Is there a motion?
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? All right, please call the roll.
Commissioner Bell.
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis. Commissioner McCallum.
Aye.
Commissioner Marish. Yes. Commissioner Reyes English.
Yes.
Chair Deer.
Yes. Have a good trip.
Thank you. It's further information is I will be attending the spring conference of the Association of California Water Agencies, which is being held in Sacramento this year. And my attendance is semi-mandatory since I'm also a member of the Los Angeles County Southern Section of the Region 8 Board for the Association of California Water Agencies.
Very good. We'll go now to item 11. Commission's reports. Are there any reports from commissioners? Any additional reports, I should say?
To the chair.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Just want to make mention that we're having our service provider fair, Earth Day, in the city of Hawthorne on April 20th. It's been an annual event for roughly 17 years. And so we provide services and referrals through various agencies and utilities that attend and participate in tabling. And then I also just want to thank all the callers that called in today. That's time consuming. And so I'd like to thank them all for calling in and providing their words, which we obviously listen to and understand their concerns. Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you. I want to thank my fellow commissioners for being so patient and listening to the folks. There was a lot of repetition, but people had a chance to speak their word. It was democracy in action. We appreciate your support for this. Next on the agenda.
The next item on the agenda is public comment, agenda item 13. This is the final opportunity for members of the public to address the commission on any items, including those on the agenda or anything within subject matter of the jurisdiction. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Is there anybody still on the phone? No. Okay. Your chair, would be back to you for item 14.
Our future meetings are May 8th, June 12th, and July 10th. If there's no further business, this meeting is adjourned.